because I came here in 1960. So I really didn't know then. But while I was here, my mother became a diabetic, you know. And then that was about 1965 or 66, she became a diabetic. She was diagnosed. And the treatment there was so bad for diabetes. And then she carried on until 1982 and she passed away. I was there one time, she was rushed to the hospital. She spent 3 weeks in the hospital with the diabetes. And then I found out, when I went in the hospital, I found out that she's had bad kidneys as well. No. But the treatment of them there, it was very appalling, and I mean appalling. They does not understand the difference of when something like that happened. I think because it never happened to them at the time, they think she was putting it on, you know, that nothing wrong with her, because well, they were well. And they thought, well, nothing is wrong with her, but at the time something was wrong with her.
So when you're talking about the treatment, are you talking about the medical treatment or the way other people in St. Kitts treated her?
The medical treatment was a lot to be desired as well, because at one point Mum said to me that she went to the hospital and they take something and they pierce her chest there without any anesthetic. You know, pierce her chest without any anesthetic. And she says it was very cruel the way they did it, you know, and all they were saying to her, even when she took in, I was here then, I went home 6 months previous to when she passed away. And I go to the hospital with her, and that's when I found out she had bad kidneys, because I asked the doctor. And my father, he hit the roof. He said, "How did you know she had bad kidneys?" And I said, "Because I asked the doctors." And he said to me, "You go in and ask question and let the killer off in there." That was the attitude, that you're not allowed to ask any question. You know, they still had the old time things, you know. Don't ask question, which I think that in this day and age, you have to ask what's wrong. You know, but then after I came back, before I leave, I said to her, I said, "Mama says I'm going."